This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, December 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. California budget shortfall hits $58 billion. Water deliveries at 10%. Bill looks to boost ag research. Newsom braces for $58 billion shortfall. The Legislative Analyst Office is warning the state's budget is likely to come in $58 billion below projections over the next 2 years. California's tax revenue outlook has been murky that due to delayed filing deadlines, but it is now clearing up and showing a risky path ahead. LAO described the revenue decline as a pattern similar to the Great Recession and the double-dot-com bust, suggesting the budget will remain weak for the next two fiscal cycles. Senate and Assembly leaders were confident the state is prepared to meet the challenging budget situation in the legislative session that starts next month. Yet Assemblymember Vince Fong of Bakersfield, vice chair of the Assembly Budget Committee, described the grim forecast as a wake-up call. He blamed government overspending and an increasingly difficult business climate. Senator Roger Niello of Fair Oaks, a fellow Republican and budget vice chair, argued spending decisions have been based on unrealistic revenue estimates and budget gimmicks. But the LAO cautioned that the forecast remains highly uncertain and could flip in the opposite direction. The office plans to release a more detailed outlook this week. California starts water deliveries at 10%. The Department of Water Resources released its initial estimate for water allocations from the State Water Project for the coming irrigation season. The water year that began in October is off to a dry start. Little rain and snow that prompted DWR to set its allocation at 10% for water contractors. Yet DWR Director Carla Nemeth is hopeful the projected El Nino pattern will generate wet weather as the season develops. Now keep in mind, the calculation does not account for the above average water supply already sitting in California's reservoirs. Last year, DWR set its initial allocation at just 5% and ended the water year at 100% while pleading with farmers to take more flood flows for groundwater recharge. Bill looks to boost ag research. The House is scheduled to take up a bipartisan bill today. It's aimed at fostering collaboration between USDA and the Energy Department on issues that are critical to agriculture. The DOE and the USDA Interagency Research Act would direct the departments to work together on such issues as biofuel development, advanced crop science, biological pest control, and co-location of renewable power projects in agriculture. The measure is co-sponsored by Science, Space, and Technology Committee Chair Frank Lucas and the panel's top Democrat, California's Representative Joe Lofgren. The bill being considered under a fast-track process, it requires a two-thirds majority vote to pass. For more on what's happening on Capitol Hill, see our Washington Week ahead. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Enlist herbicides can be used in species habitat with mitigation. The use of Enlist herbicide will not jeopardize the continued existence of 22 different endangered species, but applicators in some counties in endangered species habitat will have to adopt specific mitigation measures to protect federally protected plants or animals. That is the conclusion of the Fish and Wildlife Service, which has released a final biological opinion on Enlist One and Enlist Duo. EPA said in a press release it did not have to off-label certain counties as it did in January 2022 when it prohibited use in 134 counties because of species concerns. After Corteva submitted a label amendment to address spray drift and runoff, EPA allowed use in those counties. Also, EPA released a draft biological evaluation on the effects of 11 rodenticides on endangered species. The document is the first step in the interagency consultation process required under the Endangered Species Act. The agency has preliminarily determined the rodenticides should not be applied directly to water, but they can be applied in areas next to the species range or critical habitat because drift is not anticipated. IID Board approves Colorado River Water Conservation Agreement. The Board of Directors for the Imperial Irrigation District, California's largest user of Colorado water, unanimously voted on Friday to approve an agreement to conserve up to 100,000 acre-feet of water in 2023. The agreement triggers the release of $70 million in Interior Department funding for projects meant to help prevent toxic dust from being kicked up from the bed of the drying Salton Sea by Southern California winds, one of the water district stipulations during negotiations over cuts. The agreement is one of a broader agreement between Arizona, California, and Nevada to conserve 3 million acre-feet of water through 2026. More than $1 billion in ag investments pledged at COP28. The United States, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom were among countries that collectively committed more than $890 million in climate change investments for smallholder farms at an event at COP28 Saturday. CGIAR, the International Publicly Funded Agriculture Research Network, said it had secured the pledges, quote, to accelerate progress against the ongoing global food and climate crisis. While this funding, CGIAR will expand its work supporting smallholder farms in low- and middle-income countries to reduce emissions from farming and boost access to nutritious, healthy diets. The group also noted that on Friday, the United Arab Emirates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation had committed $200 million to speed innovations for such farmers in sub-Sahara Africa and South Asia. Events are being webcast from the UN Climate Change Conference as it continues through the 12th of the month. Well, here's today's She Said It. An acre of crops can employ dozens of people, but an acre of soil only needs one man with a squeegee. At California Farm Bureau water policy advocate Alexandra Beering, quoting an unnamed farmer during a state water board hearing on Friday about updating the agency's Bay Delta plan. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, December 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.